Well, this is Jim Petzer, your host on Authentic News, right here this 7th day of June 2024 on RBN Live, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. Putin is suggesting moving some major company headquarters outside of Moscow. This is for protective purposes, have no doubt. And by the way, I'm very glad we're all here having this conversation. Russia does not need to use nukes for a victory in Ukraine, no doubt about it. President Vladimir Putin said Friday, today, Russia had no need to use nukes to secure victory in Ukraine, the Kremlin's strongest signal to date that Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II will not escalate into a nuclear war. Since Putin ordered troops into Ukraine in February of 2022, he said on several occasions, Russia would use such weapons if necessary to defend itself. Comments from the West suggest that we're nuclear saber-rattling. Asked at the plenary session of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum by moderator Sergei Karganov, an influential Russian analyst, if Russia should hold a nuclear pistol to the temple of the West over Ukraine, Putin said he did not see the conditions for using such weapons. The use is possible in an exceptional case, in the case of a threat to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the country, meaning Russia. I don't think that such a case has come. There is no such need. Remember now, Cheryl from Florida has explained that Putin described the targets that Russia would first hit in a strike, including the city of London, Raytheon, Boeing, General Dynamics, using non-nuclear weapons. I won't say conventional because the Russian non-nuclear arsenal is vast and includes what I would regard as unconventional hypersonic weapons that the West cannot stop, which must have come like a glass of ice water in the face of the Western eager lobbying for war. Meanwhile, antiwar.com, the military-industrial complex is killing us all. War. What good is it for absolutely nothing, or so the song lyrics go? But in this case of this country, war, it turns out, has been good for plenty of high-class Americans, especially weapon makers. As Tom Dispatch regular David Vine and Taria Areola report, the military-industrial congressional complex has proven to be a cash cow of the first order, though I hate to insult cows this way. During the century, the money has simply poured in, and yet somehow it never seems to be enough. Only recently, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell ripped Putin's request for $850 billion for the 2025 Pentagon budget as inadequate and demanded even more money. So it goes. Meanwhile, here's a report I think has it exactly right, to wit that our spy agencies are out of control. Starting in 2016, U.S. government intel agency, news media, establishment leaders in both political parties warned of a vast Russian conspiracy to interfere in our elections. After that of Donald Trump in 2016, the intel community reported Putin had favored Trump and aided his election through Facebook ads, Twitter bots, and other means. The following year, Trump's deputy attorney general appointed a special counsel to investigate allegations of Russian interference, a connection to the Trump campaign, and obstruction of justice. Every major allegation proved to be wrong or profoundly misleading. According to every serious political scientist, Russia had no measurable influence in the 2016 election. There was no flow of money from Moscow to Trump through a secret bank account. Russia favored Hillary for stability and continuity, not Trump, whom it viewed as chaotic. In 2019, the special counsel said he lacked evidence to charge Trump with either colliding with Russia or obstructing justice. But the harassment, of course, continued. Meanwhile, Annie Wuerl also publishes in his foreword to Tom Clancy's book, Fighter Wing, a Guided Tour of an Air Force Combat Wing, updated in 2004. A retired Air Force general named John M. Lowe wrote, "This book chronicles the creation of a command with a unique culture, the Air Force Air Combat Command." Not only does a general validate Tom Clancy's outrageous claims about U.S. Air Force pilots being the finest in the world, as one would expect from those who have been thoroughly indoctrinated in the myth of American aerial supremacy, it just shows the Air Force like Clancy because he published propaganda books that serve their interests, have no doubt about it. Meanwhile, and this is more significant than many of our other stories today, Biden warns he's not prepared to support the NATOization of Ukraine in a major blow to Zelensky. Joe Biden has opposed Ukraine's NATO membership in the event of a peace deal with Russia, which has come as a major blow to Volodymyr Zelensky. This comes after it was reported last month that Russian leader Vladimir Putin was ready to freeze the war in Ukraine if a negotiated ceasefire recognizing current battlefield lines could be agreed upon. However, ahead of NATO's annual summit set to take place on July 9th, the U.S. president said that peace doesn't mean NATO, as the alliance's top diplomats meet in Prague. It means we have a relationship with them like we do with other countries, where we supply some weapons so they can defend themselves in the future. President of Ukraine Zelensky, actually his term expired on May 21st, has sought for Ukraine to enter NATO in the event of a ceasefire. Biden, however, declared he was not prepared from the NATOization of Ukraine. I like that. One of the few moves that Biden has made that I agree with. Meanwhile, Branton won't go to Zelensky's fake peace conference, but is sending Kamala instead. How appropriate. Biden decided not to go to the peace summit, but Kamala is going. She said she really didn't understand much beyond the fact that Ukraine is a country, but she wanted to help any way she could. So she gave Zelensky three options. This is obscene. Facial, swallow, a little of both. That's frankly a lot more than Biden was going to be able to offer. RT. The Biden admin has confirmed that the U.S. president will not be attending an upcoming summit in Switzerland on the Ukraine conflict and will send Vice President Harris and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan instead. Media reports Joe Biden will be going to a pre-election fundraiser taking place at the same time as the conference. The Swiss-hosted gathering is intended to drum up support for Ukrainian leader Zelensky's demands regarding the conflict with Russia. Moscow, however, has not been invited, while Beijing has declined to participate. How can you have a peace conference when one side is not being invited? Meanwhile, RT reports the Kiev regime has tortured U.S. journalists to death. How bad is this? Russian President Putin has called out the U.S. government for neglecting to even ask questions after an American journalist was tortured to death in a Ukrainian jail earlier this year. Speaking at a press briefing Wednesday in St. Petersburg, Putin was asked whether a Russian official will help facilitate an investigation of a French journalist who was reportedly killed last month in a missile strike west of Atomorosk, known as Bakhmut in Ukraine. He offered to help enable the probe, but he also contrasted the response to the Frenchman's death to how the administration of Biden reacted when American blogger Gonzo Lira died in Ukraine earlier this year. They tortured an American journalist to death in a Ukrainian prison, and the U.S. is not even asking what happened to him, Putin said. No one went to the trouble of asking what actually happened. A lot of people are pretty upset by this. On the other hand, on D-Day, right at Normandy, it's unbelievable. It can't be real. Biden shits his pants on stage with the whole world watching. Joe Biden showed up at a ceremony in France honoring the 80th anniversary of D-Day, and it's safe to say everyone would have been better off if Diaper Joe just stayed home. As he often does, same time his handler to bring him out in public. Joe Biden embarrassed himself in America, but this time, it may have been the worst time yet. While on stage in Normandy, Biden shook President Emmanuel Macron's hand, then suddenly hunched over for several seconds as a look of concern grew on Macron and his wife's faces. It was unclear what on earth Joe was trying to do, but the manner in which he was curled over led many to believe that the commander-in-chief pooped in his pants while on stage. I agree. It looks to me exactly that way. How bad is that? And that's a guy out there representing America to the world. Meanwhile, turning to the Middle East, far-right Israelis attacked journalists and Palestinians at a Jerusalem flag march. Far-right Israelis attacked journalists and Palestinian shop owners Wednesday as 100 marched to occupied East Jerusalem to celebrate Israel's domination of the city. The annual flag march, which is part of the Jerusalem Day holiday, commemorates the occupation of the city by Israel in 1967. It passes through Muslim-majority neighborhoods in East Jerusalem's old city. Wednesday afternoon, a large number of Israeli settlers began marching in the vicinity of Damascus Gate, the chief entrance to the old city for Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. The settlers confronted Palestinian shop owners, demanding they close their shops ahead of the rally. Settlers threw stones and bottles at the Palestinians, shouting inflammatory slogans, including "Death to Arabs" and "Mohammed is dead." Not nice. Not nice at all. Meanwhile, massacre in Nusra, Israel bombs crowded United Nations school, killing scores. The Ministry of Health in Gaza said the Israeli occupation forces committed a new massacre tonight by targeting Al-Sardi School, which shelters displaced people in Nusra refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. Ismail Al-Tawaba, director of the government media office in Gaza, said the number of people killed is expected to rise due to the large number of serious and critical injuries. The Israeli army admitted to carrying out the attack, claiming its warplanes bombed a compound used by Hamas inside a school belonging to the United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Initial media reports, including those of Al Jazeera, said at least 29 Palestinians were killed as a result of the Israeli shelling, targeting the school housing displaced people in Camp 2 at Nusrat. How bad is that? Typical. Meanwhile, here's more. Israel's war on Gaza update: school strike contradicts all moral values. Here's what happened today. We will be closing this live page soon, but here's the latest. Dozens killed, many wounded in Israeli airstrike on UN-run school, sheltering thousands of displaced people in central Gaza. Israeli military confirmed fighter jets had hit the UNRWA school at the Nuseirat camp, saying it targeted and killed Hamas fighters. Senior Hamas official Sami Abu Zahra said while the group associates Biden's ideas, appreciates Biden's ideas, the current ceasefire proposal does not provide a firm enough commitment that the war would end permanently. The World Health Organization has documented 464 attacks on healthcare facilities and equipment in Gaza since the start of the war. The U.S. and 16 allied countries say they fully support the ceasefire and captive release deal outlined by President Biden. Israeli forces killed several Palestinians in the occupied West Bank Jenin refugee camp in their latest bloody incursion. What else is new? Meanwhile, Israel's war on Gaza, now it's blowing people to pieces, yes. Hamas reiterates call for permanent ceasefire and Israeli withdrawal. The head of Hamas Political Bureau, Ismail Haniyeh, reaffirmed Wednesday the Palestinian group conditions a permanent ceasefire and Israeli withdrawal from Gaza for any hostage deal with Israel. A movement and factions of the resistance will deal seriously and positively with any agreement based on a comprehensive ending of the aggression and the clip withdrawal and prisoner swap, he said. But Israel's not going to do it until the last Palestinian is dead. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department touts collective punishment as leverage with Hamas. Mind you, collective punishment is a war crime under international law, the Hague Convention, and the UN Charter. So here's the U.S. touting it as a form of leverage over Hamas, basically an open, blatant concession. The United States is responsible for war crimes. In several exchanges with reporters this week, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller called on Hamas to end the suffering and death of innocent Palestinians by accepting a ceasefire in remarks that have been criticized as leveraging collective punishment against a Palestinian group. Tuesday, he was asked during a press briefing about terms of the latest ceasefire proposal and why Hamas would accept an agreement that would see the dissolution of the group itself. The spokesperson responded, because they don't want to see continued conflict, continued Palestinian people dying. They don't want to see war in Gaza. No doubt, they believe in collective punishment. Meanwhile, Mondo Weiss asks, do you condemn Hamas? The question became ubiquitous following October 7th as Palestinians defied the imagination, breaking out of Gaza after a decade and a half of living under total air, land, and sea blockade. Many found themselves having to face this question. Whether it came from Zionists using the violence as a means of creating the story after story of atrocity propaganda to force well-meaning allies into a corner, even those who generally consider themselves pro-Palestinian, the question of whether or not Palestinian armed resistance deserves support or criticism became a major point of contention. I would say at this point, there's no doubt about it. Hamas is opposing genocide. Indeed, here's Mondo Weiss. Israel is committing genocide. Its enablers can be held to account. And those enablers, of course, include the Biden administration and the United States. Less than 48 hours after the world's top court, the International Court of Justice, ordered Israel to immediately halt its military offensive and any other action near the southernmost Gazan city of Rafah, Israel increased its deadly strikes on the already beleaguered area. Over Sunday night, Israel dropped massive bombs.
Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Israel signed a contract for a third F-35 stealth fighter squadron. How bad is that? But who's mining the stockpile of U.S. weapons going to Israel? I don't think anyone. This is responsible statecraft. A weapons stockpile reserve U.S. Department of Defense uses to transfer military equipment to Israel lacks the necessary checks and balances, rigorous oversight, and transparency mechanism needed to ensure responsible use. Indeed, there are all kinds of reports of Israel and Ukraine both selling off American military equipment to fatten their own coffers rather than to conduct combat operations, which are despicable in both cases. Needless to say, the United States ought not to be involved in either. But it's very clear there's no oversight. This is just a massive giveaway. Meanwhile, let me remind you, the USS Liberty, 1967, a pivotal moment in the hostile takeover of America. Kevin Barrett writes about, did the Fed seize Scott Ritter's passport because Ritter was going to Russia for a conference, or because Ritter has outspokenly supported the Palestinian resistance? I suspect it's the latter. After all, I, among others, was prevented from traveling to Iran by Zionists occupying the U.S. Treasury Department, not by American patriots. Our citizen diplomacy with Iran befitted the U.S., but it was bad, benefited the U.S., was bad for Israel. In 2014, by the way, Kevin Barrett and I traveled together to Iran for a New Horizons International Conference. Meanwhile, Kevin writes, in corporate America, hostile takeovers are commonplace. They occur when an aggressor, a larger corporation, or rich individual seize control of a smaller corporation without asking permission. What few recognize is that the United States itself has been subjected to a hostile takeover. Since the aggressor, the illegitimate settler colony known as Israel, is much smaller than the USA, the takeover has necessarily been surreptitious. Very nice observation. Meanwhile, Switzerland, suffering from all the immigrants, has introduced draconian security zones and gang crime hotspots, indiscriminate police power to search anyone. After a double homicide shooting earlier this week, Swedish residents in Norrköping's district of Hängby can be searched or have their vehicles searched without the need for reasonable suspicion. Swedish police have introduced the first stop and frisk zone in the country's history, giving officers the power to search any individual or vehicle without a warrant. The draconian measure is in response to the double shooting where two were pronounced dead at the scene. This has all happened since a massive migrant influx. Sweden used to be among the safest nations in the world. Meanwhile, mass immigration and decline in security intrinsically related, say the majority of French, and of course the Swedes would agree. The vast majority of French citizens, including many on the left, believe the growing feeling of insecurity across the country and mass immigration are intrinsically linked, new polling has revealed. According to a poll by CSA for CNews Europe 1 and JDD, 68% of respondents see a connection between immigration and the rise of delinquency in France. The link is widely recognized among right-wing voters, with 94% of Republican supporters and 93% of those allied with the national rally acknowledging such a link. A significant minority of those who support pro-immigration left-wing parties also share this concern. Striking. It's obvious. Meanwhile, in Germany, an Antifa thug attacks an AFD politician with a knife. A left-wing extremist attacked an AFD politician with a knife in Mannheim, Germany, very close to the same location where an Islamist killed a police officer last week. A video of the incident shows the AID's Henrik Koch approaching the knife man as he carries away AFD posters he'd been tearing down. Stabbed in Mannheim. Here's the alleged video showing Koch confronting an Antifa member, tearing down posters. He swings the knife multiple times, leaving multiple stab wounds on the 59-year-old Koch's body. Here's the video.
Halt! Dann ist die Legen!
There he goes, stanking him. Bad. Bad. Very. We'll be right back.
Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Here are 2 related articles. Israel secretly targets U.S. lawmakers with influence campaign on the Gaza war. Another exposed. Israel secretly targeted black U.S. lawmakers with Gaza war influence campaign. The Israeli government paid for a large-scale influence campaign targeting black U.S. lawmakers with pro-Israel propaganda to get them to back Israel's war on Gaza, according to a bombshell new report from Haaretz, which, of course, is a major Israeli newspaper. Israel secretly targeted American lawmakers with Gaza war influence campaign. The Israeli government is behind a large-scale influence campaign primarily aimed at black lawmakers and young progressives in the United States and Canada. The operation, whose existence was first reported by Haaretz in March, was launched after the start of the war in Gaza and was intended to sway certain segments of public opinion on Israel's conduct. Meanwhile, Trump has repeated Israel needs to finish the job. Now, remember that call into Hannity was a couple of weeks ago. Well, here is repeating. This was published June 6th. June 6th. That would be yesterday. Former President Trump told Fox News host Hannity, Israel needs to finish a job. He also said that unnamed people are telling him the October 7th attack never happened and compared them to Holocaust deniers. Here we have Trump.
So, number one, they have to finish the job. Israel has to finish that job. They have to finish it quickly, strongly, and they have to get back to life again because it's taking too long. They have to finish the job.
You're saying go in, win, and finish.
You got to win. Got to win. The attack on October 7th, and it's getting more and more demeaned. They're demeaning it. I have people now telling me they don't think the attack ever happened. And take a look. You watch the news reports.
I have the 50 people minutes that are protesting. Of video.
Sure, I know you do, and so do I. But here's the thing. You watch these people on television, and then just like you have Holocaust deniers also. They say the Holocaust never took. It's the exact same people. They're saying it never happened. AOC plus three. You know?
Is the exact same people, except they're both fraudulent. They're both fake. As I've said many times, if you've done the research, you're either a Holocaust denier or a big fat liar. Similarly with October 7th, if you do the research, you can tell it was a false flag that Israel allowed to happen or even made to happen. Trump needs to get his head screwed on right. Meanwhile, he scored an election-changing court victory. This is delaying what happens in Georgia until after the election. From Fox, a major setback to the Fulton County District Attorney, Georgia Court of Appeals Wednesday put a pause on any proceeding related to the 2020 election interference case in former President Trump and co-defendants until it hears a case to disqualify Fannie Willis in October. No chance. Trump trial is going to go in time to affect the election on November 5th. Meanwhile, no one is above the law except for Hillary Clinton, Congress, Joe Biden, other than convicted felon Donald Trump. The term we're hearing when we turn on the fake news media these days, the insistence that no one is above the law. The Biden White House managed to convict Donald Trump of a paperwork violation in a rigged trial in front of a rigged jury and judge whose family has become personally wealthy by prosecuting Trump. They got him. No one is above the law. See, but wait a second. Take a quick trip down memory lane. Back to the olden times of 2016, see if some people not named Donald Trump are in fact above the law. Let's start with crooked Hillary. Harry Weinstein, favorite Democrat politician acting in collusion with the DNC, paid $2 million to Perkins Coie in 2016, which it paid to Fusion GPS, which paid some to a foreign spy guy named Christopher Steele to make up a phony dossier to use against Donald Trump. Congress knows, but has done nothing about it. Meanwhile, Matt Gaetz rips Merrick Garland.
Kind of acts of imagining.
Rips Merrick Garland over his actions. Here we have
of representatives. One of the first people to confront him was Republican Matt Gaetz. Let's watch a little bit of that exchange.
You lodge this attack that it's a conspiracy theory that there's coordinated lawfare against Trump. And then when we say, fine, just give us the documents, give us the correspondence, and then if it's a conspiracy theory, that will be evident. But when you say, well, we'll take your request, and then we'll sort of work it through the DOJ's accommodation process, then you're actually advancing the very dangerous conspiracy theory that you're concerned about. Now, you were a judge, once nominated the highest court in our country. When you were a judge, I'm just curious, did you ever make political donations to partisan candidates?
No.
No, and you didn't because that would create the potential appearance of impropriety.
I didn't because there's a federal rule
barring
federal judges from making contributions.
Right, but under that same theory of attacks on the judicial process, like, shouldn't someone be owed, like, a jury of their peers and a judge that's non-biased rather than getting a judge from your political opponent's donor file?
I'm well aware that you're not asking a hypothetical. You're asking me to comment on a verdict, jury verdict in a another jurisdiction which has to be respected.
So as you say,
why should it be respected when it was completely contrived? Meanwhile, Ann Coulter, what really happened? John Edwards, our daughter, and me. This is Ann Coulter. I have it on authority, the New York Times guest editorialist, Norm Eisen, that Trump's 34 felony convictions concern profoundly serious crimes. But one point I'm still not clear on, how is Trump supposed to describe his payments to Stormy Daniels? That is, after all, the heart of the case. Trump committed felonies by recording the payments to Daniels, made through his lawyer, Michael Cohen, as a legal expense, thus creating a false business record. But how was he supposed to describe it? Nuisance fee, extortion payment, cost of doing business for a celebrity, legal settlement that's a lot cheaper than having my lawyers run up gigantic bills suing Daniels for defamation? No, the only answer liberals will accept is this: hush money payment to a porn star who was threatening to claim we had sex, a claim as false as a Trump Tower doorman's allegation I had an illegitimate child with an employee, which is so false, even the media admits it's false. Ann Coulter does a nice job exposing how they cover for their own miscreants when Bill Clinton ran for president, or when John Edwards was exposed, the Democrats turned a blind eye. Very nice. Well done, Ann. Meanwhile, swing state poll results have rocked the race. Here's the surprise effect of the Trump conviction. Remember now, how are voters taking the news Trump is a convicted felon? Well, he raised over $200 million in the days following the conviction. Many national polls have not changed. Now a swing state that could have an outsized role in the election just released support. Here's what voters think about Trump post-conviction. A new Michigan general election poll has found that former President Donald Trump holds a narrow lead over President Joe Biden in a head-to-head matchup. Trump leads with 48.2% compared to 47.6% with 4.2% undecided. When third-party candidates are included, Trump's lead widens slightly, 46.3, Biden 45.1, RFK Jr. 3.3, conducted June 3rd. Turns out that Trump's doing better after his conviction than he was doing before. Here we have a new clip every conservative who supports RFK needs to see. Get this.
And you know, some have done studies. Peter Hotez has done an analysis of this and shows that in people who refuse to get vaccinated for any variety of reasons, probably responsible for an additional 200,000 to 300,000 deaths in this country.
Thank you, sir, and your entire team for saving lives in this country. And I'm sorry you have to continue going on with these attacks. I yield back.
That's just absurd, of course. I mean, the attacks to the vax does nothing. It wasn't even tested against transmission. So here you have Fauci, Tony the Rat, blaming the unvaccinated for being responsible for an additional 200,000 to 300,000 deaths. Total, complete bullshit. He cited the work of Peter Hotz, a vaccinologist who declined a $2.6 million offer to debate RFK Jr. to make this claim. Completely outrageous. RFK Jr. is in the right about the vax. I commend him for it. Meanwhile, get this. Paul Craig Roberts, the camp of the saints is the here and now. Did you know that Boston, Massachusetts, Brahmin Boston has a 36-year-old Chinese woke female as mayor? What else do you need to know about the speed with which white America is disappearing? As far as I can tell, there is no white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male or female in any top position in the Biden regime. Wherever you look in America, you see diversity among mayors, state attorneys general, police chiefs, university presidents, corporate executives, government officials. Many have been brought up on propaganda that white people are racist exploiters. Can these diverse officials with powerful position be relied upon to use their position without discriminating against demonized white people? Not a chance. Meanwhile, he also writes, the death of truth is at hand. Day by day, it's becoming more difficult and risky to provide information that differs from official narratives. Websites are finding that payment mechanisms such as PayPal and Stripe and banks refuse to process donations to their sites. Others, such as VDare, are being driven into bankruptcy by, quote, a higher New York prosecutors. Alex Jones' operation is again under assault. Tucker Carlson was driven from Fox. Google increasingly hides unwelcome information. And now we witness a former U.S. Marine intel officer, U.N. weapon inspector, pulled off an international flight and his passport stolen by police on orders of the U.S. Department of State. Scott Ritter was on his way to Russia to speak to the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, but I had the truth he was going to deliver was unwelcome, so they wouldn't let him go. Meanwhile, Steve Salyer published yesterday, National IQ Trends Over the Decades. Sebastian Jensen posted a huge set of graphics on Substack based on nearly 4,000 national IQ and national school achievement tests from around the world. How have they been changing over time? Here's data for the U.S. It shows a very slight upward trend since 1940, but basically flat. Average IQ around 100. He produced these graphs for many dozens of countries for international investors who might want to look to see if anything stands out. Serbia, for example, is still less lagging behind the Europe than it used to be. Its average IQ has come up from 80 in the 1940s to around 95 today. Much else there in the report for those who want to ponder. Meanwhile, U.S. birth rates hit a new low. Possible effect of the birth dearth. Birth rate should be 2.1 to replace itself. It's not. Why? Family structure. More single parents. Fewer children per family. Less family orientation. Role of women. Birth control. Work. Marriage. Church. Morality. Equality. I would add the vax. The vax is designed to bring about sterility and infertility. We're up against it. Don't expect the situation to change anytime soon. Meanwhile, blight on whites. HBD headlines and the violation of Western norms by Tobias Langdon. A simple headline. That's often all it takes to spot HBD, human biodiversity, at work in a high-trust Western society like Britain. That's because a headline is often enough to reveal that the norms of such a society are being violated in an extreme way. The norms were obviously set by mainstream whites, so they tend to be violated by outsiders. The worse the violation, the more likely it's an outsider responsible. For example, one norm in Britain is the ability of large numbers of people to gather peacefully and cooperatively for recreation. That's why we have holiday resorts like the coastal town of Bournemouth and Blackpool, where whites have gathered for many decades to enjoy sun, sand, and sea. But Bournemouth and Blackpool have recently generated headlines about the brutal violation of the norms that formerly prevailed there. When I read the headlines, I immediately thought HBD. That is, I thought that outsiders, not British whites, would be responsible for the crimes in question. And I was right. At least, I was right about one of the headlines. I'm confident I'll be right about the other two. The first headline ran like this. man found guilty of raping girl 15 in sea off Bournemouth Beach. That's an extreme violation of British norms. And sure enough, an outsider was responsible.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Violation of norms isn't only taking place in Sweden or in Germany or in the UK. It's happening right here in the USA. Teen mob savagely beats pregnant white woman in a no-go zone in Chicago. Hours later, she loses her baby. How bad is that? How disgusting do you get? Wall Street admits the biggest economic shocker. All jobs in the past year have gone to illegal aliens. Think about it. For much of the past year, we've been pounding the table on two very simple facts. Not only has the U.S. labor market been appallingly weak, with most of the jobs gained in 2023 and meant to signal how strong the Biden economy has been, about to be revised away, as first a Philadelphia Fed and now Bloomberg both admit, but more shockingly, all the job growth of the past few years has gone to illegal aliens. We first pointed this out more than a year ago. Since then, we have routinely repeated here and here and here, even though we made it abundantly clear what was going on. Stunning statistic. There has been zero increase in jobs for native-born workers in over 5 years since July of 2018. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Meanwhile, John D. Davidson speaks of C.S. Lewis's haunting prophecy about today, suggesting C.S. Lewis was right.
Yeah, even the phrase for chapter five, the title of chapter five is called The Rise of the Materialist Magician. And that phrase, materialist magician, I took from C.S. Lewis's book, Screwtape Letters. And it's a famous book for those that don't know. Screwtape Letters is an epistolatory novel that takes the form of a series of letters that that this demon Screwtape writes to his nephew demon Wormwood, right? And Wormwood is assigned a person to try to damn to hell, right? To tempt and to enslave. And Wormwood asks Screwtape a question about whether or not it is the demon's policy to remain hidden or to reveal ourselves. And Screwtape responds that for now, our policy is to remain hidden because if we reveal ourselves, then we cannot make materialist skeptics out of mankind. Mm. We, in other words, if we reveal ourselves, we kind of reveal the existence of the supernatural world. And we want to keep, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, in the book.
I'll be right back and take your calls.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number two. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Look at you. See the love, the
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News this Sabbath day of June 2024, right here on RBN Live. The first caller has a lot to say, but sometimes he talks so fast it's hard to follow. Tom, take a deep breath and deliver. We're glad to have you here. Tom from Florida, join the conversation.
Yeah, well, yeah, Jim, good day to you and everybody in RBN. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good day. Jim, that was super heavy duty, what you just brought out. That was so super heavy duty, what you had just brought out on your show about these illegal aliens getting these jobs. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing. I'm perplexed. I don't know what to say, Jim, on that. Biden's a total criminal. Him and Mayorkas have totally done the biggest criminal act I believe this country's ever faced. And that's not accounting these 53 intelligence agents that allowed the Hunter laptop to say it was Russian disinformation. They should all be tried for treason and probably persecuted to the full extent of the law, which would probably be hanging or whatever else other punishment they can mete out for these criminals, because they have totally done unreprehensible damage to the Constitution and to our country. It's over, Jim. Now, the reason I really called is because I have a report for you. And everybody in your audience, they're probably, if they have this convention in Chicago, I talked to my nephew, the blacks over there are in an outrage. And it looks like the city of Chicago, either they're going to sit out the election to blacks, or they're not going to vote at all, or they'll vote for Trump. Biden is not going to win the city of Chicago. I can tell you that right now. And if that happens, the linchpin pull out of the grenade for the black vote, for these Democrats, for I think for the next 100 years. Because they're waking up to the fact that, it was the Democratic Party wants all their black women to have abortions. It ain't the Republicans that are telling the black women to go have abortions. It's the Democrat, the demon rat party. So we'll see what happens with this, Jim. It's really mind-blowing to me that all this criminal activity is getting, people are getting away with it. It's just so frightening. I can't even tell you. But, Jim, I want you to do a favor. I would like you to do a favor for me and everybody in RDN. Have you pulled up the tape on Marjorie Taylor Greene grilling Fauci? This Anthony Fauci, have you played that, Jim, on your show?
No, but I'd be glad to do that, Tom. Glad to do it.
Keep talking. What she does is so explosive. Yeah, go ahead.
Keep talking.
Yeah, Jim. No, what Marjorie Taylor Greene does to Fauci is the most unbelievable thing you'll ever see a congressperson do to a criminal like this. This guy's been exposed. Robert F. Kennedy knew this guy was a crook. And he's exposed them, and we're definitely trying to make this virus to kill white Northern European Caucasian races. This wasn't even targeting Jews, which is they might get the blacks get sickle cell anemia, the Jews get Tay-Sachs disease. So they try to find the disease for the white Northern European Caucasians, which is COVID-19. Yeah. That's my belief.
Tom,
here's part of
what Marjorie had to say to Dr. Fauci, including saying, "You're Mr., not Doctor."
Thank you. Go ahead.
Let me get it up.
Everybody should hear it, Jim.
It's a problem. I'll look for a better. Here we go, baby, on C-SPAN.
If you're under 50, you don't want to use traditional makeup.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Love, Marjorie. Here we go. Let's see what we get here.
Mr. Fauci, you were quoted on CBS Face the Nation saying it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci?
I am a scientist who uses the scientific method to gain information.
Yes, you represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci? Yes or no? Yes or no?
No, that's not a yes or no answer.
Yes, it's a yes or no.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, we'll take that as a you don't know what you represent.
Oh,
But this, as director of the NIH, you did sign off on these so-called scientific experiments. And as a dog lover, I want to tell you this is disgusting and evil, what you signed off on. And these experiments that happened to beagles paid for by the American taxpayer. And I want you to know Americans don't pay their taxes for animals to be tortured like this. So the type of science that you are representing, Mr. Fauci, is abhorrent, and it needs to stop. Mr. Fauci, you also represent the type of science that you, where you confess that you made up the COVID rules, including 6 feet social distancing and masking of children.
I never said I made anything up.
You admitted that you made up. You made it up as you went.
I made it up.
So are you saying this is fake news, Mr. Fauci?
I didn't say I made anything up.
What did you say?
I said that it is not based in science and it just appeared.
But this is science.
What does dogs have to do with anything that we're talking
about
today?
These are scientific experiments. This is what you signed off on. But you also told the American people they had to distance by 6 feet. They had to wear masks. But let's also talk a little bit further about the type of science that you represent. NIH scientists made $710 million in royalties from drug makers, a fact that's been hidden. Let's talk about the fact about, is it right for scientists and doctors getting paid by the American people, government taxpayer paychecks, to get patents where they're paid millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in royalty fees, especially when the NIH and these government agencies, most powerful agencies in our country, are recommending medical suggestions and advice and making up guidelines like 6 feet distancing and masking of children? Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not.
I'm a huge fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And of course, she was showing photographs of beagles that have their heads in cages where their heads were being devoured alive by these kind of cannibalistic flies. I mean, just disgusting. And where they had to sever the vocal cords of the beagles they were subjecting to these horrific experiments because they were so painful and they were whelping. Oh, God, Tom, you're so right. I mean, Fauci is disgusting beyond belief.
Jim, where's PETA? Where's PETA? Where are the animal rights criminals? Where are they at? Why are they burning Fauci down? Why are they attacking this criminal? This guy should be hung. And I want everybody to call their number, call Washington, and complain to their congresspeople, not only about immigration, about this criminal activity, what all these agents, Fauci, and all this criminal, evil monsters that we got running our government, starting with that stumbling, mumbling Biden, Jim. It's horrendous.
Tom, I agree. I couldn't agree more. And that data that all the jobs are going to illegals is enough to gag. I mean, it's outrageous. It should be the case. And it's been going on for some time now, Tom. How the hell are Americans, when are Americans going to get a fair deal from their own government, Tom?
Well, thank you, Jim, for that. I don't know how to, I want to give you a pat on your back because I thank you for that. I got to tell you, Jim, here in South Florida, you couldn't even get a fireman's job for the fire department, which these guys were making these massive pensions, Jim, $8,000-$9,000 a month when they retire. And guess what? You can't even, as a white guy, you have to score 100, and you got to have preference points even beginning the fire department. But if you're Hispanic or black, you get right in with a score of 70, Jim. Think about that, Jim.
Wow.
Where a white Anglo male's got to get 100.
And that difference in competence can cost lives and property, Tom. I mean, this is such a bad investment to promote diversity over ability. Just disgusting.
Well, I got to say, you know, I don't agree with 90% of Renee says, but there are some very bad white people who sold our country out for a buck. And they're criminals, and they're disgusting, and they're filth. And what they've done to the men who went to Normandy, look at how weak Biden looks, Jim, right now in Normandy. He looks like a total weakling. He looks like a total weak idiot. And on the world stage, Jim, our country's gone.
Tommy's shit in his pants at Normandy.
It's crazy.
Literally, he did that in the front of the whole world. Just unbelievable, Tom. Give us some final thoughts, Tom. Some final thoughts.
Well, Jim, the final thought is Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, is a crackhead who turned his brother's wife into a crack whore. His wife, the wife of Beau Biden, was having sex with Hunter Biden, and she said the only way he could have sex with her is sending her eye on crack cocaine. He was having literally, and he brought that cocaine into the White House, Jim. It was loaded cocaine. That was
of course.
It was Donald Trump's son. They would put him in jail. And Hunter Biden turned Bo Biden's wife, Haley, into a crack whore. And that's the truth of the matter. And he should be full extent of the law. All those Bidens are criminals.
I agree with you 100%. Thanks for sharing all of that, Tom. I look forward. I look forward to our next conversation, Tom. Thank you for that. Francis in North Carolina, join the conversation, girl.
Hey, young man. Wishing you all a fun weekend. Of course, I'm not exactly sure how fun that will be. Learning what I just did, it's like. I don't find it nauseating at all. You know what I think about it? I want to hurl. I want to just hurl. The aspect that the service industry is shocked, that because they have so many people that are illegally coming in that are getting the platinum spoon shoved in their face and up their nose, who knows what, it is disgusting. And the fact that, oh my gosh, Genocide Joe decided to have a bowel movement on the stage in front of another dignitary at Normandy. I mean, how... How revolting.
It's just awful. It's excruciatingly bad, you know? I mean, it would be
when you have someone bend over and know they're getting ready to sit on a toilet, well, they certainly weren't bowing to a Japanese dignitary or a Chinese dignitary from over in Asia. That's for certain.
The Secret Service is reporting this has happened multiple times in the past.
And that's a disgrace. That is absolutely a disgrace. The U.S.
is
being represented by... I really feel for the Chief of Staff because they're supposed to be behind making sure that things are in order. Oh, and by the way, big shout out to Layla. She blew it out the water yesterday. I was totally blown and tickled. It was unbelievable. Also, you remember I mentioned about the issue about the flags scenario here locally that I sent you a photo of? Apparently, they've had a lot of complaints because they changed it from two flags being merged into one, which is a disgrace, but they actually changed it where they had the Israeli flag, if you want to call it that, and then had a whole U.S. flag on the road-facing side of it, beside it, on the same fixture. So I was surprised to see that deal because I keep watching out for that deal. But as far as everything else go, I'm not, I hate to say this in light of what you just mentioned about regarding the service industry and the fact that people that are coming in illegally or being bent over hand, foot, whatever. You know, it almost makes me want to say, okay, I think I'd rather have a dude in drag than this in a Because at least they're a U.S. citizen, for crying out loud. There might be a dude dressed up like a clown, but at least, you know, to me they look like a clown when they dress in drag. But at least they're a U.S. citizen, for crying out loud.
Okay.
A dude and all that crap.
Listen, yes. Listen.
I hate that analogy, but it's a blooming, honest truth about the bloody...
Thank you, as I appreciate all your calls. We got Peter on a short timeline.
Francis,
thank you so much. Peter from Los Angeles, join the conversation, my friend.
Good calls, Tom. Good call again. When Tom calls up and his thing every time is to talk about immigration, and he's right, it's existential. It's absolutely existential. We're being genocided slowly by jobs, by everything else. We're being replaced and genocided. But the fact that it's absolutely existential, what he's talking about, we can't even address that unless we address the Jewish power first. That's how sad that is. We can't even address the wars or the existential threat of our borders because they're behind them both.
Yes.
So we're going to die if we don't fix those borders. But you think Trump's going to do it? Biden's going to do it? Think the Jews are going to let him? You think they're going to let us have an even shot at getting a job as a firefighter? Or getting into Harvard? Or getting into Stanford?
I had a most interesting conversation earlier today on my Revolution Radio show with Catherine Horton and Bill Binney. And Catherine believes that Trump is being rhetorical and bending over to the Israelis, and she does not believe he will play that game when he's in office. And I was pointing out to her the problem is it's something called a speech act. There's circumstances under which you say something, you're actually doing something, and in saying those things about getting the genocide done sooner, you know, rather than later, he's endorsing the genocide. And I find that morally unacceptable. I don't dispute. He's odd on. He's going to be our next president. If we have anything like an election, he's going to be our next president, bar none. He's overwhelmingly in the lead and is growing. Blacks and Latinos turning to him post a conviction. He's got $200 million more bucks for his campaign. His popularity's gone up 5 or 6 points. I just hope he turns out to be a good guy and not a traitor to America.
Well, let me just say, he's willing to throw the peaceful, law-abiding students exercising their First Amendment rights in protest in the college. He's willing to deport them, he says.
This is awful.
I mean, so that's where he is on free speech. How about what he said the other day when he said that he wants to restore the power of the Jewish lobby?
I know, that's incredible, Peter.
What kind of an American president would say in a country that's totally run by them, soup to nuts, run by them, say that he's going to restore their power, and this is a foreign country?
Yeah, I agree, Peter.
How can you vote for a guy like that?
I was astonished when Catherine made the argument. I mean, I wish I could believe it were true, but he's making these statements that are outrageous and they're indefensible. And as you're observing, they're violating, they're gutting the Constitution. If we don't have freedom of speech and a peaceable assembly, we have nothing. We are slaves. We are servants. We are nobody. We are not citizens of a once great nation. I couldn't agree more, Peter.
We have no protection under the law at all, especially if you're white. There's no protection under and they're posturing to make all of us as terrorists and traitors and the Espionage Act and everything else. They're posturing to put all of that just like they did with MAGA. Trump's not saying anything about MAGA, by the way, is he? Has he said anything in his campaigning about getting those people out of jail?
Well, he's claimed. Yeah, he claimed he's going to pardon on January 6th when he gets into office. He has said that, Peter.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear him say that. But I mean, the fact of the matter that all the institutions are arrayed against us, and it was only Trump in December of 2020, when he was about to leave office, that he did an executive order that said no more, white bashing classes and companies and in the military, right? And he only did that. Where you have to take classes.
Peter, if you can hang on, over the break. Okay, stick around. We'll be right back with Peter from LA.
But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind. I'll open up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient dense, nourishing and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Peter from LA, more of your thoughts, my friend. Peter, go ahead.
There's Peter.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
Hey guys,
you're on the air, Peter.
Yeah, I just, listen. I mean, how can you trust a guy that's willing to sell our First Amendment, the border, everything that he's ever said? You know, now
yeah.
You have Miriam Adelson talking about spending $100 million to Israel. Annex the
West Bank.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, her husband already gave him $100 million a couple of years ago to annex Jerusalem, and then another couple $1 million to annex the Golan. He already did that. I mean,
Trump got
he'll do
money.
All that. He won't do anything about our border.
Sure, Peter, you're telling me Trump got money to do those things?
Yeah, and by the way, another thing that they also got, not only did that happen, but we got John Bolton shoehorned into the cabinet, into the National Security Advisor.
Yeah,
I mean, all that stuff was because of this, the guy that said he laments the fact that he had to serve in the American military rather than the Israeli military. And
Who said that? Oh, Bolton?
Sheldon Adelson said that he was sorry that he hit. That he did serve in the American military. He wished it was the Israeli military. And Miriam did serve in the Israeli military.
Yeah, great.
It's like Jonah Goldberg of The Atlantic, by the way. They're talking about all this torture. going on in the prisons in Israel. Jonah Goldberg, in 1991, went over there when we were at war. He put on an Israeli uniform, and he was a prison guard. What do you think old Jonah Goldberg of The Atlantic was doing in those prisons? Or Robert Emanuel, when we were at war in 1991,
torturing
Israeli uniform.
Disgusting. Peter, it's horrific. We're in such a bind. And RFK Jr. says he doesn't see any signs of genocide in Israel. I'm blown away.
You know, he's like, remember Hogan's Heroes? I see nothing. I see nothing.
Right.
That's exactly the way this guy's a pain. He's a coward. He's a coward. He's trying to look things in the eye.
Very disappointing. Peter, great stuff, my friend. Always glad to hear
from you. I know you got other calls, and I got to run off here, Jim. Thank you for letting me. I'm glad you got in.
Thank Peter. Thank you so much.
What is he doing in the uniform, General Hogan, please?
Oh, you went too far. I must report this. It would be worth my life if I do not report
this. Sergeant Schultz. Gregory in California. Gregory, join the conversation. Gregory.
Yeah, Rick in Arizona.
Say, okay, Rich in Arizona.
I think we have Gregory now. Gregory?
Gregory,
yeah,
go ahead.
There
you. Please, go ahead, Gregory.
Yeah, that's a lot of great calls as usual. I wanted to say at first that I think what was coming out of Biden when he was talking to that critter was probably more knowledgeable than anything that came out of his mouth.
Yeah. Right.
That phony Fauci, that piece of
blankety just blank. Disgusting.
And those Democrats that were praising him and all the good work he's done and this, that, and the other. I mean, I wonder how much they were paid off to lie like that, because it's just in your face. Just want to grab him by the throat and throttle him, you know what I mean?
The Democrat Party is a massive crime family. It's just disgusting.
Well, both parties are, when you really come down to it, there's very few people that actually, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and that other guy that spoke in defense of the people and not the pharmacy.
Yeah.
What else did I want to say on those points? The reason why I called was because I was just so happy and thrilled that you were wrong about 6-6 of 26-24, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Then I started noodling on that, and there's another date that's going to be coming up right around summer solstice, and
Tell us.
Utilizes all the numbers.
Yes.
You know, 6/22/2020, and then you can make
You mean 2024?
All the numbers, right?
Yeah.
And it's right at the summer solstice, and so that might be a concerning
date. Yeah.
Because we both know that they love using dates to do their criminal activities.
Gregory.
Thanks,
Gregory. Yeah. Thank you for getting that in there.
Thank you. Thank you,
James. Very much.
And,
be right back. Yeah.
Thank everybody on RBN.
Thanks, Rick. Gregory. Thank you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plants. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do
Rick in Arizona. Rick, join a conversation. Rick.
Hello, Doc. Hello, Doctor. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah. You know, I just hope Trump is as great as Tom says he is, so we'll see what happens. You know, Sammy said something about an elevator company in Las Vegas, and he was talking about, I think he was referring to Krupp Siemens. And I knew some of those guys on that elevator crew that were working on the Fontainebleau Hotel.
Okay.
And that's a Jewish-owned company. Now, Jews stole a lot of German companies after World War II. And it's kind of peculiar that Alfred Krupp went to prison after World War II. Now, he was a big industrialist. He had a 15-year sentence. He had a 15-year sentence, but he had a Jewish girlfriend on the outside. And she got him out after about a year. And that Jewish girlfriend, in the 1950s, Dr. Fetzer, was part owner of the Frontier Hotel in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. Very peculiar bedfellows. Very peculiar bedfellows when it comes to this this Nazi thing that happened in Germany. Now, Putin has canceled the nuclear attack. Now, I'll just tell you, Dr. Fetzer, I don't know where I really stand with Putin because he did the COVID two-step along with everybody else. Okay?
So, but I think they use a Russian vaccine and not the Moderna or Pfizer.
Yeah. But
I mean, a Russian vaccine would probably be good. It would probably be like a responsible flu vaccine because, you know, but the whole thing is such a travesty. Continue. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah. But anyhow, I just don't know. We've got all these contingencies and, you know, they keep dragging this war out forever when in reality, Dr. Fetzer, Russia's old MiG-29s could destroy Kiev in 24 hours. I mean, they fly at 60,000 feet. You can't even shoot them out of the sky. I mean, they could totally destroy Kiev. And, you know, all we do is see these stories on the TV about how, you know, Putin's countering this and Zelensky's going to do that. You know, Wag the dog might be in play here. I don't know for sure, but, you know, none of it makes any sense. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah. Well, remember, Kiev historically was the original capital of Russia. I think there are historic and humane reasons that Putin hasn't gone off after the infrastructure. So, you know, I'm still giving Putin the benefit of the doubt, but it's a legitimate question to raise. Catherine Horton raised it this morning with me on the Raw Deal. So you're on firm ground to raise the question.
Yeah, well, you know, how many Russian soldiers is he going to sacrifice to save the capital of the original capital of Russia? I just think that the whole thing could end in 48 hours if Russia wanted to do it. I mean, they got a ferocious Air Force that could destroy our Navy in 2 weeks.
So, hey, less. Yes, I agree, Rick. I think you got it right. Rick, thanks. If you got a final thought here for today?
Rick dropped.
Okay, Layla, I'm delighted to have Layla back. Layla, join the conversation. Your latest thoughts.
Yeah, actually, first I'd like to thank Frances. She's mentioned me often, and that was very thoughtful of her. Obviously, I kept track of everybody at RBN because I feel like your family, even if I wasn't calling in. So thank you, Frances. Tom is so absolutely right about the dangers of immigration. How do you think Palestine was lost? Started with Jewish immigration, right? Starting with the 1920s, 1930s. They came in, they formed their colonies. Little did the Palestinians realize that they were building colonies and institutions to take over. The British knew because the British were part of it. To my mind, the Anglo-Zio, they're both as evil, one as much one as the other. So the thing that really worries me, and that brings me to the next point that Peter already raised, and that is that Adelson's wife has promised $100 million to Trump if he annexes the West Bank. Basically, he already gave them. They did buy, as Peter says, by giving him those donations. There were deals. You take over Jerusalem because we want that for our red heifers, which they killed and nothing happened. No miracles occurred. So there's the end of that. The Yiddishers in their books, in their holy book, claim that already acknowledge that they invaded the land that they now like to pretend was Israel in biblical times. But now they want the West Bank. What's on the West Bank? My hometown, the Church of the Nativity, where all my ancestors were married, baptized, and their funerals were held. The one that they went to every single day of their lives, they would go to the Church of the Nativity and pray. All of the West Bank, they want Bethlehem. Why? What do you think they're going to do with it when they get hold of it? All of the mother of pearl decorations that used to be everything, they used to take care of the Church of the Nativity. They used to take care of everything. The land, my mother's grandfather used to talk to her about the right way to treasure the land and how not to exploit it over farming certain plots of land, how you rotate crops. They were doing it way back, and my mother would tell me about her grandfather telling her those things. What do you think the Israelis, they're going to dump a whole bunch of what's his name, that freak Biden dumped. That's what they're going to do because they say that's where Jesus is, burning in that. They're going to dump that onto the whole West Bank. And Catherine, this woman that you were interviewing, says, oh, well, Trump says, God knows we know that Trump isn't capable of lying. He is such a man of honor. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a Yiddisher. He can be bought. He's a whore. And he's and the whole American Congress has been turned into a Jewish brothel. Let's call it what it is. It's a Yiddisher Israeli brothel. That's what it has become. Let's not kid ourselves anymore.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this
sorry
morning.
About that. I don't know how we got that in there, Layla. Go right ahead.
That's me. I'm being funny. Sorry.
Okay. It was Mike. Go ahead.
Nobody sees anything. Nobody knows what's going on in Congress. It's been going on for how long? Actually, if you go back to Washington, it's been going on from the beginning. He sucked up to the Jews of the Touro Synagogue in Rhode Island. Washington was a very vain man. He was a dandy. He was the younger brother of a very upper class from the Washington family. He envied his half-brother. He married a rich woman who was older than him. So since him, all the way up, Truman was a whore who took $2 million. It was even, I mean, a lot of different sources prove that the Brandeis, Louis Brandeis, that great Supreme Court justice, and Felix Frankfurter, those Yiddisher dogs, stole the country. They helped to steal it. They controlled Truman. They controlled Woodrow Wilson. They controlled, before him, there was Jacob Schiff, who controlled Grover Cleveland and brought in 5 million Yiddishers from Russia, the Bolsheviks. It's time, America. Don't wait. The election is not going to fix anything. Trump is not going to fix anything. What am I proposing? I'll tell you, if it were up to me alone, I'd be willing to give my life if I could only get more than one of them at a time. I would not hesitate a moment. Now, of course, I have nothing to lose. I'll be 79 in a month. I have nothing to lose. But there is something that was special that was created for a while in the United States of America. Do not let it die. Do not let those Satanists kill it. Do not let them finish it off.
Yes.
Anyone that you know is an enemy, do what you can. They are all, anyone, the only Jew that I trust right now is Norman Finkelstein.
Yeah.
And even he, I think, is mistaken on his concept of the Holocaust. What he probably is really talking about is labor camps that his mother and father lived through. Yes, that was horrible, but it wasn't just Jews. And
right.
Then there were Jews that were shot, but it wasn't just Jews. So, but otherwise, I have the highest regard for Norman Finkelstein. One man that I utterly detest is Gabor Maté and his son, Aaron Maté. I know Gabor Maté personally. I trusted his brother far more than I do him. Gabor Maté is a man of volatile anger. And that's what these Jews do. He's involved now in a video called And the Olives Weep. Yeah, the olive trees weep. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But he speaks so, that man is very volatile. He's got a horrendous temper. But now he wants to go out as a Jew who loves the Palestinians and thinks it's so wrong. Those guys are such hypocrites, like Trump with his hypocritical words. He'll say anything, he'll do anything to get in. Now, I need not say more. Your listeners, your callers are all brilliant. They're all very, the majority. And that's for the guy who called me and saying, hey, I was a fool. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. If you can get through, you can call me whatever you want. Yeah, I'm insane with rage at you vile creatures that are destroying this gorgeous.
Layla, you and Peter are by far, you and Layla, you and Peter are by far most popular callers. I have no doubt about it. We are with you and Peter and Palestine 100%. And it's a joy.
But the trouble is, what happened to Palestine, and I'm so proud of my people who are fighting. They will fight to the death. They are the ones. Give me liberty or give me death. They will die before they will agree to be slaves. Let us be the same, because they're going to do the same to us here in North America. I was born on the eve of their coming in and destroying my homeland and my ancestral homeland. Now I'm going to die watching them do it to the land that I learned to love in America.
Layla, I'm with you. I get it. You're wonderful.
So let's not. Thanks. I don't know what the alternative is, but we cannot trust Trump. That's all I have to say.
Keep him coming, Layla. Keep him coming. Thank you so much. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Great to hear you. Yes, great callers today. Hey, listen, about Biden at the D-Day ceremony. You know, I don't know about you, but when I saw him making these moves, my first thought was, you know, what's that Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia with all the crackheads and the meth heads? They do this dance where they're like half. This is what I thought of. We have this zombie Zionist president. Oh, he's going into France.
Yes.
I will say, even it may, you may be right with the bowel movement, as I think of it, which means that from now on, I think I'm going to refer to him. Wouldn't it be appropriate as the pooper in chief?
Pooper in chief. Yeah.
I mean, really, that's a legitimate title.
It turns out it wasn't the first time, Joe, that he's done this quite a few times in the past.
Give me a break. Unbelievable. But here's the thing I did want to mention real quick was, you know, one of the things that we may be missing in a big picture is, okay, so I remember a time, Pol Pot was kind of the last period of somebody that was openly doing genocide, right? But ever since that time, there's been a kind of a standard in the international community where world leaders, even wicked, even really cruel, vicious kind of world leaders, know that, you know, you can't really go there, right? You can't really go there. So now we have the satanic Jewish psychopath, Netanyahu, and his apologists in the United States. And what are they doing? What are they accomplishing? They are normalizing genocide. Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason I mention it is because there's a lot of reasons to be against what's going on. And thank you for keeping your stance and NRBN people doing. But the thing is, we also have to think about, look, God willing, this terrible genocide is going to be over someday, maybe soon. It shouldn't have been going on for as long as it has. And then the question becomes, now that genocide in real time has been normalized, What does that portend for the future, right? Do we have dictators on the world?
Yes.
We know that Justin Trudeau, for instance, the fascist totalitarian dictator in Canada, well, I think he could make a move like that. Maybe even old poopy pants, you know, who seems to demonize everybody in the states of Texas, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, and all the real people of this country who they despise. Right. You know, now that the Jews have normalized genocide and the apologists for it, that's a very scary world. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. And I love your slogan, make Israel Palestine again, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I say. Hey, listen, I'm all for let's make America great again, but we also need to make Israel Palestine again. For a safer world, right? A more peaceful world.
Love it.
Thanks,
Jim. Love it, Joe. Thanks. Great call.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Yeah. Renee, North Carolina. Renee, you're up to bat.
Yes. Well, Layla knocked it out of the park again. She gives me hope. I hope I have that many brain cells when I hit 79. Lord, that's impressive. Listen, you know, actually, Tom's given me hope because we have to face reality of who has sold us out. And when he said, good thing I have a good heart. When he said that, you know, the thing is, we have to face reality on who sold us out. And it's hard when it's our own kind or it's loved ones close to us. It's much easier to strike out at people at a distance who are distant from us than face the truth that it's our own kind. I mean, the thing is, you know, the British have been PO'd that we broke away, and they've been working at this for a long time. Well, they're white, just like us, okay? But, you know, like Chris Hinckley talks about Cecil Rhodes and the KKK Freemason, Albert Pike, in his letter to Mussini, talking about the Third World War. These people plan out literally centuries ahead, okay? And the thing is, the British Empire and Cecil Rhodes always wanted to get a grip on America again. And the thing is, they have done a lot of things to help to try to divide America. They supported the South during the Civil War, not because they cared about them, but because they wanted to split up the United States in order to get it under their own control again. The thing is, I know it's hard. I know it's hard to face the truth that practically everything in our heads is not really our own. It was thoughts put in our heads, and it was mostly put in our heads by elite, a small percentage of people, so they can control us for their own benefit. Now, you know, right-wing alternative media used to hate Rush Limbaugh, and I wish they still did, because, see, I think his job in many ways was to sit there and just be part of that whole divide and conquer, just rubbing sand in the wound of white people. The thing is, how are we supposed to come together as people to save this country with all the name-calling? We have to admit, you know what? I was brought up in the white Christian American cult. I have to face the fact that, you know what? I know because my cult was the majority, I still have to examine what they taught me and really ask myself, are those my beliefs or were they put there by someone who had their interest at heart instead of my own? Look, all these bad Jews, the Zionists, you have to admit, the veils were put in front of our eyes so we cannot see for a reason. Look, Blinken, Netanyahu, Trump, Biden, Kennedy, all these Zionists, and I'm not saying this to be mean to you guys, they're white men. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have great admiration for honorable white men.
Right. Okay. Renee, I loved your calls. I got three callers in 5 minutes, so I'm going to cut you off, but I love it. I look forward to talking to you again on Monday. Mark in Georgia. Mark, join the conversation.
Well, I had a lot more to say, and I wish I could have got in before Layla, because I had a question that would that maybe she could answer or expound upon. But when you're talking about where the clip talks about where Trump is like, oh, I'm going to deport these guys and send them over to face like the courts over in Israel. Are you familiar with, I don't really consider myself a Christian, and because I don't know the Bible that well, but I am familiar that in some part of Revelation, it talks about how the beast or the stand-in or whatever Messiah or Antichrist figure either pronounces that or he actually does that. That's his wishes. Have you ever heard of that?
Does exactly what? Tell me, what is it he does, Mark?
To actually take prisoners from other lands back to Israel. And then there's like some other kind of like thing where it says like, oh, but then when they get over there, they'll take the yoke and put it on their captives' necks or something like that.
Come back as slaves. I'm an agnostic, as you may or may not know. So, you know, I'm not a religious guy either, but I'm glad you tossed that in.
The point is, all the stuff that you can, all the attributes and personality traits and all the things can be and already pretty much have, except for the head wound. Now, somebody was mentioning a mask, like how Joe Biden, there's been somebody like wearing a Joe Biden mask that gives speeches and you see the mask. There is a Trump mask. You won't be surprised if one day a substitute gets shot wearing the Trump mask. Then next thing you know, 3 days later, he appears.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks. Chris in Virginia. Chris, join the conversation. Chris.
Yeah, hey, I heard somebody say, another radio host that made really interesting, had an interest, basically comparing our situation in tyranny in this country now today to our founding fathers, the situation they faced. And his observation was interesting. He basically said, and I agree, basically what I'm saying is, I agree with him. I think that the situation we're in is much tighter
much more dicey than the situation that they face. So yeah. I just want to say, everybody out there, don't feel bad. Don't beat yourself up like you're a coward or we suck. We all kind of woke up to all this, and we got it pretty rough, man, to come out of what we're facing.
Chris, good stuff. Thank you. Thank you. Wayne in New Jersey. Wayne, your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, Jim, you put out a lot of great information, but sometimes you leave me in a quandary, and I'm not sure what to make of it, because a lot of topics, you're right on point. But it seems like, I don't know what I would call it, bipolar or something, because I heard a caller recently call in and cite the protocols of the Elders of Zion, and you agreed with it, and you affirmed it. But when I called in about a week ago, you completely contradicted me when I cited protocol number 10. I read it, where it says that we will use torture, starvation, and the inoculation of diseases to kill off the goyim, and that they were set on world conquest. As a matter of fact, you cited, I think it was Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan, as also wanting global conquest, when neither one of them had any aspirations of taking over the globe. They were local conquests.
No, you got me baffled, because I wouldn't have contradicted what you're saying there. I mean, I agree with you that that would be part of the protocols. Go ahead. Give us another thought here as we're winding up.
All right. Well, here's where we are. Everything in those protocols has come to pass. They said that we will name presidents, and that the candidates for presidents shall have some kind of a Panama, a stain in their past. And it speaks about all the other things, destruction of education, the destruction of the white race. So we're at the end here. And I will say this about Donald Trump. I have my issues with him, as you do, Jim, but he's our only last hope right now. I see no one else to turn.
I think a lot of us, I think a lot of us feel the same way. Glad you squeeze in, got you in here. Thanks very much. Mike, I think if you want to play Sergeant Schultz one last time, go for it, my friend.
Oh!
He brings it here into the barracks.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friend, the people you love and care about, because quite literally, we do not know how much time we have left. Wonderful callers today, and I'm glad we're all here. I'm glad it wasn't the 666 event that I had anticipated and feared. Believe me, I'm just as relieved as every one of you out there. And remember to enjoy the weekend and support RBN.
I know we're still on your show, and you know what? I didn't even wake up this morning, Jim.
Mike, it's great.
I know nothing. I see nothing.
We're good.
That was great. That was a great show. That was good callers. I love everybody. Yeah. And
have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you, Mike.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Hey there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get...